Thank you for listening to the Contemplations Podcast by Angelo Caragiorgos, who thinks that the path to authenticity is paved with enthusiasm when you embrace life as a whole. As a token of appreciation, you can download Angelo's audiobook, How to Get Closer to Your Real Self, Entering a Path of Fulfillment and Long-Lasting Enthusiasm Made by You. You only need to go to angelocaragiorgos.com/gift.
Dream, reality, imagination, different things, but maybe imagination is similar to dreams. They are both distinguished from reality, aren't they? Reality then is what we perceive with our senses and what instruments of measurement have observed, right? This is what we think. So we can start from the latter. Human beings have five senses: sight, which is light energy detected by the eyes, hearing, sound energy detected by the ears, smell, chemical energy and shape of molecules detected by the nose, taste, chemical energy detected by the tongue, touch, pressure energy detected by the skin. These five senses provide the information to the brain in order to understand the outside world. However, what are these senses in fact detecting? Aren't all of them detecting energy? Quantum physics states that everything that exists in the whole universe is made up of energy that constantly flows and changes form. Think that you swim in the sea or in a lake. In the water is you, several microorganisms, small fish, big fish, dust, small plants and so many other organisms or small and big objects. So you and all this together with the water, you look like you are connected, like all of you together form something. So even if you aren't in the water, there are molecules of air around you. There are smells and maybe insects around your skin which are connected to the others and so on. Thus, we somehow drown in a lake of energy that contains several different parts, right? So, what follows is that the brain perceives this information and creates a model of reality. You can easily understand that this happens every single moment. The energy moves and changes form, so the senses unstoppably receive the new info, create a concept of reality again and again. Remember that the percepts are received filtered or unfiltered and shape the concept. But all this time, we haven't specified something. What light energy do the eyes recognize, for example? Light energy is very general. If all our senses were capturing every kind of energy, then the brain would overflow and we would die in the blink of an eye from an electric shock. The waves of energy can be defined by their frequency or wavelength. One of the two is enough, as they are inversely related and you can know the phase velocity. The formula that concerns them is apart from that, we also learned at school very well that the eye can recognize waves between the ultraviolet and the infrared. This means that the eye can only notice wavelengths of 200 nanometers to 700 nanometers. Also, for example, the wavelengths that humans define as green as 495 to 570 nanometers. When the rays of light reflect on a leaf and our eyes receive light of such wavelengths, then we say that the leaf is green. Everything above 700 nanometers and below 400 nanometers is like isn't happening and not existing for our eyes. But if we wear infrared glasses, then a different world appears in front of our eyes, because we are using an observation object of different specifications. For example, we can use a machine to see sound waves. Similarly, The eye responds to specific wavelengths, the nose as well, and so on. If you haven't thought about these things before, but make some sense to you, maybe you will have understood by now that when your senses don't catch something, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. At the same time, think of, for example, that the dogs cannot see colors, only black and white. So, when we see a red object, the dog cannot see it the same way as you. How can you be the one defining what something is and not another observer of it? But even in human beings, in experiments among many people, when asked to define the specific color hue of an object they just saw, they were having many different answers. The above provide a certainty about the great subjectivity of biology itself to define reality. We mostly used to think that there is subjectivity in our thinking, but in my understanding, not too many have really dived so far to confront that great issue. Some say that we have science to go beyond these limitations of human biology. But who is science? Isn't science made of people? This by itself means that even if the most spectacular imagination and technology is used to process a huge amount of variables in order to explain reality, how can we be sure that still they aren't missing something that has to be measured and influences the result of the measurement of other phenomena? I mean, from what we know till now, as I am convinced that what we always learn as new is very outdated. But the majority of science at the moment doesn't even seem to be going towards this direction, as they are keeping defining reality as the concept created by the senses and the instruments whose specifications unavoidably are created with the use of the human senses. So, there isn't any empty space. Our bodies isn't disconnected by anything else, by the skin. As we said, there are many molecules of air connected to it, which are connected with others, and so on and so forth. Like being in a lake, I think the water that has more substance can make it more understood. At each moment, the senses receive the energy and, according to the specifications that define the human brain, create a concept. This is a concept of three dimensions. The first dimension is the length or one-dimensional cube, the movement of a point A perpendicular to itself. The second dimension is the square, the two-dimensional cube, that is the movement of a line perpendicular to itself. The third dimension is the three-dimensional cube, in example the movement of the layer perpendicular to itself. Every single moment, the brain crystallizes a three-dimensional concept as reality. However, the senses make us believe that there is a continuation in that, although it's just crystallization upon crystallization. So, in this three-dimensional concept that comes as a result of the human brain's characteristics, the ancient civilizations noticed some patterns. For example, the Earth was going around the Sun, thus they created time. They found the year that is one circle of the Earth around the Sun. The divisions of the year and other natural phenomena created days, hours, weeks, and so on. Since the human senses cannot sense the fourth dimension, we recognize it through its secondary characteristics, and that's why we use seconds. Else, we would again measure it in meters like the other three. We have used the natural phenomena to find an anchor to measure time, because we live in the now. The memory defines time. Time is just a series of nows. Time is now, 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 now. When we recall that again in a now, It's only our memory and our perception of ourselves as a separate entity that makes it look like time has passed. Because, as well, we aren't separate entities. It's only that our eyes weren't made to see the air that connects us. I know these may be a bit unusual ideas and not easily digested because we live in the fourth dimension. That's why we cannot easily understand this concept through our senses. Maybe this is the Plato's cave, the world of the senses. Because in this world there is suffering, because we have forgotten the reality and fully trust our senses and we behave very egoistically. In the three-dimensional world of the senses there is division. In order to operate, the brain has evolved to have specific characteristics, so it defines separate objects. This way you can name them and live. You can see the chair, the basket, me, the house. But all of these aren't objects disconnected to everything else, because nothing is and all are one. You see then what is going on Earth at the moment. We suffer because we are so fanatics with division. We are divided because of ideas, skin color, culture, religion, and so on. People die defending what they are against, what they are not. Defending what they have against what they have not. But all of this can't be true, as we said. This division comes as a result of the human senses. It's not real. We see also people being compared. What exactly are they comparing? They aren't something different. We all have similarities in a basic level, but our blossoming is totally different and it is so vague to just be characterized by labels. We are talking about a pool of energies of different frequencies. All of them are one thing, energy, and they are only defined by their frequency, which is constantly changing. But people seem to totally have lost the sense of reality. They become so much polarized on different sides and fight till death. Maybe that's why Socrates said that bad actions are a result of lack of knowledge. Else you can easily understand that it doesn't make sense to want bad things to happen to something that is actually a part of you. Only a self-destructive person would, for example, like his legs not to be working. It also needs to be mentioned that all solids aren't actually so full of substance as they look to our eyes. Since the majority of the space inside the atom isn't used by the electrons, protons and neutrons that it consists of, and all objects are made of atoms, you can easily conclude the above. As well, Einstein had found that when the space of the third dimension curves to the fourth dimension beyond the boundary, then our senses perceive this curvature as the density of matter. However, since space is nothing, matter is a curved nothing. Also, from Einstein we know that mass and energy are equivalent and identical. From the above, you can start understanding that what we call matter is just a perception of energy flow and an illusion that comes from our senses. It's not difficult then to conclude how much immature it looks when we give such levels of importance to concepts of what we call matter, which are created by our senses in a very constrained matrix.